Welcome back to the Ratatouille commentary. Pause your DVD at the point in the movie where a horse turns off the light, switches in the kitchen. Then when I say play, click play. 3, 2, 1, play.
Doesn't the rats working together to get the food remind you of something from a movie? Like a spy movie or something?
Yeah, kind of. I haven't watched many spy movies, though.
Guilty look.
I like that rat pretending to be a sausage link. I just now noticed that.
Whoa, that's fast.
I'm surprised that he just swallows all of it. Why not just chew?
Because he just swallows, he doesn't chew.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Aww.
That was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
That would be
that's
scary.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are those really freaky nightmare sequences.
Sounds like something I would say.
You just want to get a fail stamp and smack it around his forehead.
Yeah. Man, Emil gets Remy into all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh boy. just listening to Anton Ego talk and send shivers up your spine. I mean, that's what I felt when I first watched the movie.
Yeah, me too. I would have been terrified if I were that waiter.
Yeah. It's really a creepy critic.
I know. Jeez.
I don't get that line.
You know,
yeah.
You don't, you never did, you never guys don't get it? You guys didn't get that line?
No. Like, she was not really pretending that he was not really hallucinating all along or what?
No, he was saying, Remy, you're not pretending, you are a chef.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
You're not a pretender because you are.
Skinner's car was an 60s Fassel Vega HK500. Like, it's a really limited edition car, but it was discontinued after a few years.
Huh.
Yeah, it was just a little car trivia, but it's arguably one of the most stylish cars of all time, according to the IMDb trivia, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
So much pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he cracked, man. Aww. This scene is so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Lou Romano did a very good job of this monologue right here.
Yeah, he did. I really like this scene, though, because at first glance, it looks like it's going to be one of those typical animated scenes where everyone's like, yeah, let's do this thing. But instead, they all walk out on him. And I remember being really surprised by that, but I like how unique it is.
Yeah.
And it's very sad that Colette's the last one to leave.
Yeah.
And, like, she's, like, so disbelieving. And see, she's tearing. She's gonna slap him. Nah, she's too heartbroken. Aw.
Aw.
That's, like, really good animation there. Oh no.
I know there are a lot of movies that have a follow your dreams theme to it, but I like this one in particular because you take something so impossible, like rats aren't supposed to be in a kitchen, and Linguini, probably the most pathetic person you can ever find, is not supposed to hook up with a girl, and Brad Bird really just does it really incredibly well.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, and it's probably one of the most realistic ones, too.
And it's really inspiring.
Django has a nice character arc, too. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Everyone in my theater started cracking up at that scene.
If the car fails to start just as the swarm of rats come by.
What on earth? Keeps roller skates in the kitchen.
That's true. I never thought about that. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm not sure if this is a good idea, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you guys still be disgusted if you had rats cook you dinner, even though they are clean and all that?
I would. Most definitely.
I'm not sure.
I mean, if I see them working like this, then I'd change my mind, but...
Yeah, maybe if you didn't see them working.
I like the Remy's choice of serving Ratatouille to Ego because it's something so small and so unexpected can hit you in ways that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone tried Ratatouille?
No, but I would like to.
Yeah. I actually have.
Oh, is
it
good?
Well, yeah. I'm not a fan of vegetables. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of vegetables, but it was pretty good.
Oh, you liked it, TSS?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's one of the more delicious vegetable dishes. I kind of liked it too. But they don't serve it like that, I think. It's like a stew kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, who's the guy? Thomas Keller or something? The chef who the animation team, collaborated with. That was his interpretation of the dish, so. Yeah. This scene is like, wow.
Yeah, every review I read for this movie talked about this scene. I'm guessing that's a more accurate interpretation of ratatouille right there. It looks more like a stew.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to look.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Oh, the pen drops.
Yeah, one of the best pen drops of all time in the history of cinema.
I mean, just look at his face. And then he just cracks this goofy grin and starts digging in. Even Skinner likes it for a moment.
I'm wondering, do food critics eat at the restaurant for free?
I'm not sure, actually.
Maybe it's all expenses paid by their companies or something.
Maybe.
I like this scene too. It's a huge criticism of, you know, film critics or any critics in particular. Like how they're so dismissive of artworks before they've actually given it, like, a second chance.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. There are not a lot of movie critics who are happy about this when, you know, they had their own, like, shortcomings being presented in his film, but I think it's a really relevant, it's a very good commentary on how harsh some critics can be without appreciating an artwork, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I personally think it's one of the greatest pieces of dialogue in, like, animated film history, but that's just me. I love this scene.
I didn't see that coming either.
Yeah, me either. I remember being surprised by that when I first saw this movie.
It's a bittersweet, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all's well that ends well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the rats get to eat for free?
Huh?
Do the rats get to eat for free?
I
guess they don't have any change anyway.
Well, the entire rat clan is Remy's family, essentially.
Yeah.
And you know a restaurant's good if there's a long line waiting in front.
Yeah.
That's true.
The end.
I don't think there'll be a sequel the way how they...
No, I wouldn't want a sequel to Ratatouille anyway.
Yeah, me either. I think it ended perfectly.
I mean, I don't see anything that you can expand on.
Yeah.
So who's hungry?
Me.
Yeah, I'm starving. I haven't eaten lunch yet.
Yeah, I need to eat dinner.
Me too.
This is the first time I'm actually seeing the credits.
The credits are cool.
Yeah, I had to leave the theater. My friends wanted to, like, jump out early, but... Oh, that's Jack, you know. Yeah, but, you know, I always like to stay for the credits out of respect for the filmmakers and also just to see whether there's anything at the end.
Yeah, I try to remember to stay for the credits, but I usually go to see movies late at night. So by the time they're over, I'm usually exhausted and I want to go home. But for Pixar movies, I try to stay for the credits just because they're usually so cool.
I never stay for credits at all, except for Pixar movies. I'm essentially forced to stay because I have a family member that works at Pixar, so I just wait to see his name.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that.
Job? What job is he or she?
He...
Oh, he is dead.
I always ask this question every time I see him, but I always forget the next day. Something about working with the computers, making sure they're virus-free or something. Because the computers there are very sensitive. I don't remember.
That's awesome, though.
Wow, these credits are good.
Yeah, aren't they cool?
You did this stuff for your friend the Red Shot too, right?
Huh?
They did this style for the your friend the Red Shots.
Yeah.
It's a similar style. But yeah, wow.
And I suppose this is the end of our Ratatouille commentary.
Oh. Wait for it. I think his name will honor to John Ratzenberger. Brad Bird is admin.
Oh, Brad Bird was in the beginning, yeah.
I'm Bristol Minion.
That's okay.
Oh, no. I was just... No, Brad Bird was the aide to Eagle.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that was the character's name. Minion. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. As soon as this commentary is over, I'm gonna go cook something. I don't care if it sucks. I don't care if I'm gonna make a mess. I'm cooking.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Well, I guess that's it. See you later, guys.
Yeah, this has been Lightning Eclipse.
Yep, Andre is a drive-in theater.
TSS Star Swordsman.
And thank you for watching this commentary. Bye.
Peace out, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.